All right. We want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. Got to start believing it, guys, and then take action. Start inviting people the way you used to when you first got started in the business. Start following up the way you were trained when you were going to all of those different events and trainings that we had all across the Ambit community. Start doing those things you know you need to do, and suddenly, gradually, things will start happening for you as well. We do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Always the best way to get your Ambit Energy Week off to a great start. Tonight is no exception. Hey, when you come to this call, you can expect to hear something that's going to make a difference. You can expect it. That's why you should come to the call. Even more so, that's why you want to have your team on this call with you so that you can create discussions after the call about the information that you've heard and how you're going to implement it team-wide. There you go. Now, there are a lot of people on the call talking about being registered for Ambition. You know, I'm talking about this every week because it's very important. September 17th through the 19th, Ambition is now a virtual event where you can watch it in the comfort of your own home, in a small group, on your phone, your computer, whatever device that can access the internet. Now, you still have to register for the event. You have to register individually, even if you're going to watch it as a group. Remember your social distancing and your mask and all those good things while you're doing that. But you can get together and watch the event. But you have to register as an individual. Now, the best part of it all, registration this year is only $99. That's right. You can go to your back office and you can register for this big event for only $99, and you can sit there in the comfort of your home in your pajamas and a cup of coffee, prop your feet up and get your notepad and pen ready to go, and you can make it happen for yourself, okay? So if you have not registered for the event, I suggest go register and then tell your team that you have done so, okay? Now, it's my pleasure to introduce our featured speakers for the evening. Guys, one of my favorites. One of my favorites. When they come to this call, they always bring value. I'm sure tonight is no exception. Two of the fastest growing consultants to ever join Ambit Energy. Please welcome to the call, Kim and Jim Mason. Kim, Jim, welcome to the call.
Hey, Bear. How are you?
Thank you very much, Bear.
I am good.
So good to hear you. Well, we love being on the call with you, Bear. We love hearing you and just hearing your voice, and you bring so much to the call. Sometimes I could just hang up after you get done.
Now, don't do that.
I won't do that. I'm here tonight. It's funny you talk about Ambition.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. What?
Okay, so you guys are in Charlottesville, correct?
We are. We're in Charlottesville, Virginia right now. And ironically, we're kind of stuck here. We were going to go back to New York just this next week. And Governor Cuomo has now put Virginia on their travel plan list. So if we go back, we have to like hole up in a house for 2 weeks. We're not supposed to see my mom or my brother or anybody if we go back. So we're like, don't know what to do now. This whole thing is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that we'll... that part of this will end soon. Everybody's healthy. I trust you are too.
Yeah, we are. As a matter of fact, we had a dear friend of ours that got the coronavirus, and we had been close to him. So last Friday a week ago, we got tested, got the results back on Tuesday, and they were negative as we expected they would be. So we're grateful, very grateful that we've dodged that bullet, if you will.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. You know, you were talking about Ambition this year and it being virtual, and I have to laugh. It happens on our team call, and I heard it on tonight too. A lot of people will they'll sign in and they'll say, go into Ambition. Instead of registered for Ambition, it's just out of habit to say going to Ambition. Because that's what we do. You know, we go to the event. I want you guys to kind of hold that in your mind and just still, whether it's virtual or not, you are going to Ambition, and you're going to go and you're going to grow, even if it's from your own couch, you know, watching it at home in the comfort of your own home. You're still attending the most major best outstanding event that the corporate office puts on. And I know they are going above and beyond to make this ambition be something to remember. I mean, they're probably going to do more than even if we were there, because they're trying so hard to make this be an event that's spectacular. And I think they're really proud, and you guys should be really, really proud, because a lot of companies, other networking companies, they just canceled their events this year. They just completely canceled them. They didn't, you know, they didn't try to do something different, or let alone try to do a all on board 3-day virtual event. But that's what our company's doing for us. So I don't know about you, Bear, but we're pretty excited about it. We want to see what they're going to bring to us.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. They have been planning this since last year. And when the coronavirus hit, they started planning alternative situations. So they're fully prepared for this event to be virtual at this point. And I think that they're going to really pull out more stops because it's virtual, and they've got to create more excitement. I'm looking forward to what they're going to do, especially the Stark Weather and Johnstone videos. Absolutely.
Yeah, I've got all of those on a flash drive, and I can't wait to add one more to that. That's definitely something. It's right. A dumb one day. We'll just put them on, and we'll just play them one after the other and just have a comedy show.
Oh, I want a copy.
Well, we're okay. Here. We're thrilled to be here tonight. We hope we can bring some value. Brian had something come up and called us a little while ago and asked us if we would hop on and share something with you guys all tonight. So here we are, and like I said, Jim, and I hope we can bring some sort of value to this call tonight. Now, you were talking, Bear, when you first came on, you said you got to just get back to normal. You got to just do what you know you need to do. And that's kind of something that Jim and I wanted to focus on tonight. We're going to do that on our own team call as well. So we're going to share some of that information here with all of you guys. But I want you guys to just wrap your heads around this concept. This is normal, okay? That's what we have to think right now. This is our normal. It's not the new normal, and it's not something that's going to change tomorrow or probably change for quite a long time. So we need to start thinking about, well, this is our life. This is normal. This is what we've got. This is the lemons we've got. This is the lemonade we're going to make. And this is how we're going to move forward with our businesses now. So we wanted to kind of talk a little bit about that, a little bit about the invitation, but even more so about how we do one-on-ones now, because this is our reality. And, you know, they've been saying on the news, you know, we might go back to a lockdown. Who knows what we're going to do in this country. But whatever happens regarding our current situation, each of us do need to look at where we're at in our businesses and figure out how we can move forward from today with the situation that we have now. Because, you know, in the beginning we were like, well, this is going to change in a month. This will change in another month. Oh, this we'll wait to see what the new normal is. Well, we're not talking that jargon anymore, because this is the walk we've all been given to walk right now. So we want you guys to just think about our system. Think about what we've got. Think about what adaptations you're going to need to make now to make it work for this normal. When it comes to the invitation, guys, which is critical for success in this business, that still is the same as it ever was. We want to keep that short. We want to keep that brief. You don't call people up and tell them the whole story of Ambit Energy, and you know, you don't confuse the presentation with the invitation and go into how we're now with Vistra and we're a $13 billion company and blah, blah, blah. And you may be really, really good at doing that presentation over the phone. And somebody will listen to you and they may be saying in their mind, yeah, hey, that's really good. I really like what I just heard. But in their subconscious mind, they're going to be saying, but there is no way I want to do what you just did. So the less you say, the more you're going to make, and the more you say, the less you're going to make. And that hasn't changed. I mean, we heard these words about how to do this invitation almost 10 years ago. In November, we'll have been in this business 10 years. And we heard the same method of how to do the invitation for the last 10 years. So if you're new on this phone, this will be new information for you. And if you're a seasoned veteran on this phone, this will just be more of what we know we need to do. But, you know, I think sometimes it helps when someone reiterates what it is we need to do. you really do need to practice your invitation because you want to be a master inviter here. I mean, Brian has always said the key to this success is to become a master, or the success of this business is to become a master inviter. That is the one thing. You know, we talked about that. I think you might have talked about that on the last call with you on what is the one thing you need to do. That is the one thing you need to do to find success in your business. You do have to learn how to become a master inviter. Because it doesn't matter if you have 1,000 names, 10,000 names on your list. You could have the most amazing list in the entire planet. But if you don't invite anybody to the party, you don't have a business. Nobody's coming to the party. So we want you to practice this to become a master inviter. Practice it for yourself. But remember, the one point to remember is you're just asking people to take a look. You're not asking them to join. And if you can kind of internalize that, it takes all the pressure off this invitation because it doesn't matter whether they join or not. All you're trying to do, the only concept here, is to get it from your head to your heart and ask them to take a look. Take a look at something that you think is really, really amazing. Now, I do want to encourage you. I said this just a little bit ago on another call. If you're getting constant no's, if you're doing invitation after invitation and people just aren't interested at the invitation, I mean, you're doing it, you're keeping it brief, you're not going into presentation, and people are still telling you no, or if by chance you are getting to the presentation and you keep getting no's and keep getting rejection, don't get good at practicing the wrong thing. Because if you get a repetitive nature here where everybody is telling you no, then you really might be doing something wrong. So I want you to stop at that point and just check with whoever you're working with. And it can be Crossline, it can be Upline, at your RCEC, SCNC, whoever it is that's got a little bit more experience than you in this, just stop what you're doing. Call them up and say, hey, look, and this is how I'm doing my invitations and nobody wants to take a look. And they'll guide you. They'll listen. There's people who've walked this path before you. If somebody's promoted on ahead of you, they've done something you haven't done, let them help you. Let them guide you. People want to help you guys. We want you guys to be successful with your businesses. So don't confuse movement with progress. Because lots of times people think just because they're doing something, they're moving forward or they're making progress. But you can actually be moving backwards if you're practicing the wrong thing. You get really good at the wrong thing, you're not going to ever get any success with your business. So I like that saying, don't confuse movement with progress. I think that kind of summarizes that. When you do your invitations, guys, it's really, really important that you talk in a natural voice, not a scripted voice. If you get on the phone and you try to call up your family and your friends and you start talking about, you know, energy deregulation and keeping their opportunities open for business opportunities that won't interfere with what they're currently doing now and blah, 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 they're going to look at you like you fell off the planet because that's not how you naturally talk to your mother, your brother, your best friend. You want to talk to them just the way you always talk to them. And this presentation a method that you're planning on doing, whether you're going to book them into a one-on-one over the phone or you're going to book them into a webinar, you're going to book them into a business presentation, you're going to send them the link. However you're planning to show the business to them, that's going to determine which invitation you're going to use. And then when we get right down to the invitation, guys, it's the same as it's always been. It's short and it's sweet and it like depends who you're talking to. If you're talking to your hot market, this is the people you know the most, the people who love you the most. Again, you just go back to your natural voice. Hey, mom, put the coffee on. I got something I need to show you. I'm coming over right now. Or you would say to your brother or your best friend, what are you doing? I got something I need to show you. That's the same. That's what you would have said before Ambit, and that's the same thing you're going to say after Ambit. Just as if you had found a brand new super hot price on a super fantastic car and you just wanted to share it with them. You're going to call it up and just tell them with excitement, just like you would with that. You'll do the same thing here with this. And then the warm market and your cold market, we call that everybody else. That's everybody that you know and everybody that you don't know. And for those people, your invitation is going to kind of center around a few things. I'm going to give you what Jim and I do for our invitations. For people who are in this warm or this cold or this everybody else in the world market. I mean, we're talking, you know, your lawyer, your doctor, your optometrist, the soccer moms, the anybody you go to church with that you don't have a super close relationship with. You want to call them up and you want to compliment them. You want to pay them a compliment. So it goes something like, you know, hey, Bear, you've always excelled in your business and I'm really impressed with what you've done. When you compliment somebody, it puffs them up a little bit. It makes them feel good. It makes them more likely to listen to you. And then we always throw in, you know, I have a business idea I would like to run by you, or I have a business idea I want to get your opinion on. And then we do what we call a takeaway. Because remember, I'm only trying to get him to look. I don't care whether or not he joins. So I'll say something like, Bear, it may or may not be anything you're interested in, and that's okay. But you might know someone I should be talking to. Will you do me a favor? So that's the takeaway. And then I'm asking him for a favor. And then, boom, I go into the invite. Bear, can you be at your computer about 30 minutes, Saturday at 10 or Sunday at 3? I want to run a couple websites by you. Or if you're going to do it in person through social distancing, you might say, Bear, let's grab a cup of coffee at Starbucks. I want to run this business idea by you. I'll explain it to you when we get there. When we get there, Saturday at 10, Sunday at 3. We always like to narrow it down to giving them just a couple choices. Don't leave it open-ended like, you know, hey, Bear, when can we get together? Look at your calendar. I'm free all the time. You don't want to be like that. You don't want to be that available because then it kind of takes the importance away about what we've got. So that's kind of how we do an invite. So to run it all together, smooth it be, you know, hey, Bear, you've always excelled at your business, and I've been really, really impressed with you. And listen, I've got a business idea I want to run by you. It may or may not be anything you're interested in, and that's okay. But you may know someone I should be talking to. Will you do me a favor? Can we maybe get together on your computer? I'll give you a call. Take about 30 minutes, Saturday night at 10 or Sunday at 3. What works best for you? And that's it, guys. That's how we do our invitations. I know Jim has a little bit to say about the invitation, and then I really want to hone in on how to do a one-on-one presentation over the phone.
Kim always does such a great job covering that, and she did hit on a lot of points, but it's good to reiterate. This is the most important part of this. If you don't have a good invitation, there's a real good chance that you just won't be able to show it to anybody. It's important to get your thoughts right around what you're trying to achieve. And I think this part of it is critical because it will help you begin to understand you have nothing to be afraid of. There is no fear of failure. There is no rejection. And you don't need to take it personal. So get your thoughts right about what you're trying to achieve. When someone says they're not interested, that's fine. I understand. But you might know someone that I should be talking to. And that is a bit of a script. It's a bit of a response. It's a bit of a canned response. So figure out how to say that in your own words. You're not trying to get them to join. You're just trying to show them what you have to offer. Most people are looking for the right words to say. Tell me what I say to my friend. Tell me what I say to my boss. Tell me what I say. And they always, we get calls like this, you know, every couple of days, every couple of weeks. I'm going to talk to my boss. He's the head of the department. He's this and he's that. And this is, I think he'd be great at it because this. And they ask us, what do I say to him? And it's like, call him up and schedule an appointment. You got something to show him. And that's what you say to him. You're calling to schedule an appointment. It's a birthday party. It's a business idea. It isn't any different than that. So, remember, it's not a script. But it's not a conversation either, because the slippery slope around a conversation is you're going to start talking about Ambit. They're going to ask you 5 questions, and the answer is no, because they use that information that you gave them that wasn't booking an appointment to make a decision that they're not interested in whatever you have. And there are a few things to stay away from, and we've heard it a bunch of times. We go over this kind of a conversation. We're trying to prep somebody. Who do you want to call, and what are you going to say to them? And then they get on the phone, and it's like their brain goes blank, and they say, hey, I've got this business opportunity you'd be great at, and I just started it, so we need to get together. And that's a kind of a standard boilerplate recipe for disaster. So frame your thoughts around this in a way you're in a position to expand a business. That's the thought process. And it's an existing business. It's already successful. It's got a proven track record. You're with, you know, an enormous company with incredible reach, and there's a system in place. All we're doing is expanding that business, and we're looking for a couple key people. And the truth is, the people that you're talking to may not qualify. They may disqualify themselves. They may be too busy. They may be involved in some other things that would preclude them from doing this. So they may not qualify. It may not be anything you're interested in. That's called posture. In other words, the thought process around what you're trying to achieve. You're in a position to expand a business. You're looking for a couple people. It may not be anything you're interested in, but they might know someone. There's 100 ways to have this conversation. But the best one is when you're sitting down with a brand new person, like let's say Bear, that I just brought you into the business and you're really excited. Bear, who'd you think of first? Great. Call them up and tell them we're coming over. You've got something to show them. And it can be a little more wordy. It can be, I got a business I need to get in front of you. I'm working with a friend of mine. We're doing some business together. I need to show what we're doing. It can be a little more wordy like that. But the less you say, the more likely you are to book an appointment. Curiosity is an all-time high. That's the way to book an appointment. So again, it's not a script. You're not looking for the words to say to someone you don't know from someone who doesn't know who you're going to put this in front of. Keep it really short and simple. And it is different for each and every person that you put this in front of. So it's not a script. It's not a conversation. The thought process is you're getting ready to expand a business. And then there's a little bit of psychology here. And part of that is the takeaway. You may not qualify. So if you understand that the script, the conversation, the parts, the thought process and the psychology, that's what you're trying to achieve with it. Here's another kind of overarching thought, again, to help take away the little fear of failure, fear of rejection, and you know, the fact that not everybody's going to get in. Get used to that. Not everybody's going to get in. Boy, wouldn't that be crazy if everybody you talked to got in? You know, when this way had open enrollment, everybody was running around saying, it's free, it's free. And you know what? You still couldn't get them to get in. And even if they got in, they didn't do anything because they didn't have any skin in the game. It wasn't even a real business. You're in a position to staff your brand new multi-million dollar Tim Hortons, McDonald's. It's a franchise type business model, and you're looking for some people. And those people could run 50 of those stores for you, or they could be, you know, doing the regular mundane day-to-day stuff that has to do with a business. Or they could be a customer. You never know where they're going to fit into your business. But again, here's an overarching thought to kind of cut in the back of your mind. There's a Tony Robbins video. I don't typically listen to him. He swears too much. It's a habit I try to stay away from, and it's real easy to slide into. So, but he's an incredible, gifted teacher, and I do listen to him occasionally. And one of the lines that he said that really struck me and stuck with me was a sentence when he talked about whenever two people are involved in a conversation and they're connecting. In other words, it isn't just you talking down to somebody, or, you know, somebody's not listening, you know, somebody that you only met and, you know, you don't have, but two people that have a connection, that are in a conversation, the one with the most confidence always persuades the other one. So how's this relevant to Ambit? When you get into Ambit, you think maybe you found something, and you know just a little bit about Ambit as a business, and you know the differences perhaps that it's not just a product-based networking business where you try to get all your friends to buy an expensive vacuum or juice drink or some, you know, nebulous value item. It's different. You know this, but you're kind of, you know, you're on shaky ground. Your friend who's never seen, never heard, doesn't know a thing about what you're doing, has all the experience in the world never to have done a networking business because they don't work. And he's never done them 100% of the time. He knows he's right because they don't work. And that's why they don't work for him, because he's never tried them. He doesn't know. He doesn't know what you know, but he is 100% confident. And with that confidence, he's going to try to persuade you that does know, that wonders maybe if this is real. The one with the most confidence always persuades the other one. And that can leave you kind of hanging out there as a brand new consultant or even a customer when you begin to try to do this. So number one, try to do it with your brand new sponsor. Do it if you're a consultant, you've sponsored someone, try to do it with them and not necessarily for them, but it's a lot easier to find a winner or a runner than it is to make one. So be patient, work with them, try to give them these thoughts so that they can begin to incorporate it into their own dialogue. One of the things that we noticed when we were doing this that was really intriguing, like Tim alluded to, this November will be 10 years. And we went back, I think, in the one of the videos that was done around 2014. And the reason why I recognize it as an old video, training, audio, whatever it was I think the price was still a little more significant than the $100 enrollment fee, the $75 fee that we have now and the $25 web fee. So I know it was an old one, but you know what? It was almost exactly the same system that we still have in place. The words were the same. The teaching was the same. So as always, use the system. Try not to go into teaching mode. Point people to the system and sponsor the next one. Point that person to the system. Work with them. Help them trigger. Point them to the system. Don't go into teaching mode. Use the system.
That's a great job, Jim. So that's kind of honing in on the invitation, which, as we said, really hasn't changed that much. But now we're going to talk about the presentation. And this it has changed somewhat now due to our current situation. And as it is right now, basically, this is our normal. This is how we do the presentation. In fact, Jim and I did this presentation that I'm going to go over with you right now. We actually did it yesterday at noon. We did this exact same presentation, someone that we had scheduled an appointment with. The neatest thing about our business, and this part is the same, is you never have to learn how to present the PowerPoint unless you want to. This business is designed to be a push-play business or to get someone to listen through a video or through a PowerPoint to experts who are going to do this business presentation as leaders, as people who are experienced. So a new person can literally start their business tonight and get someone onto a presentation tomorrow. You don't have to learn how to do the PowerPoint. That hasn't changed. That's still the same. The ways that we share our business presentation, we either use our websites, otherwise we use the virtual business presentations. Now, our corporate office has done an amazing thing. We have virtual business presentations at our disposal Monday through Saturday, 7:30 Central, 8:30 Eastern Time, right in PowerZone under the Events tab. You can get the link and you can share it with anybody you want, and they can watch a business presentation that's done by seasoned consultants, people who've had success in this business. So those are available now to present the business, as well as so many teams now have business presentations. Jim and I have been invited to be on several of them. I know the EC team has a whole slew of presentations that go all week long, their webinars with links, and they're live. So some of them are at noon, some of them are in the evening, some of them are in the morning. I know Doug Parker and Chris Atkinson and everybody. I mean, there are tons of business presentations out there now that we have at our disposal. That is our new way of doing this business. The old days of driving far or driving to do a one-on-one and getting in front of people pretty much doesn't happen anymore. You may be able to still do that with some social distancing, but a lot of people aren't going to want to, you know, they're choosing what they want to do when they go out, and going out and meeting somebody that they only know so-so to look at a business idea in person probably isn't going to sit as well with them as doing it over the phone at a computer or linking them up to a virtual business presentation. But those are the ways that we share our business presentation now. Now, the way that Jim and I have been talking about doing it over the phone at a computer, even prior to our current situation here in the country. And we always said it was extremely duplicatable. And so we usually still do that now. I mean, we want everybody to do that now. That's what we like to do as our first method of having a look at the business if you can. We like to first do a one-on-one over the phone And then for our second look, we'll book them into one of the virtual business presentations. Remember I said when you do your invitation, it has to be geared towards which presentation you're going to do. So if you're going to invite them to look at it over the phone, you would have already set this up. You know, I would have asked like I did. I said, hey, Bear, what works best Saturday at 10, Sunday at 3? And he tells me what day he can be at his computer. So the invitation is done and this is set up. You don't give out your website in advance. Don't give it out to them ahead of time. If they ask for it, because a lot of times they might just say, well, give me your website. I'll look at it when I can. We like to just nip that in the bud right there. We say, listen, I've got a couple websites. I need to walk you through them. You would get lost trying to do it on your own. I'm going to stop at it a couple times. So we let them know we're going to guide them through some websites. As if you give it out ahead of time, they're going to usually log on, do their own research, and usually, typically, they come to the wrong conclusion and you don't end up having your one-on-one. So you're going to call them at the designated call time. You set that up. When you call them, you want to make sure that they're at their computer, not somewhere else. So when you call them, if Bear told me he was going to meet me Saturday at 10, and when I called him Saturday at 10, I could tell he was in his car, or maybe he was grocery shopping, or you know, something came up and he's not where he said he was going to be, I'm not giving him the websites there. I'm just going to reschedule when he can be sitting in front of his computer. Once he's at his computer, and I know his computer is on, I'm going to ask him for his email. And this is exactly what we did yesterday. We just asked the gentleman for his email. I got the email. And then I sent him an email right away. And I have this email already set up. It's real easy. I just, you know, forward it with their email address. The email that we send is an email that says, you know, hi, we're glad you're looking at this business with us. Here are the websites I'd like to walk you through. And I give them three websites. You're going to give them your Energy 526, so your web alias, .energy526.com, and we put right behind it, this is where the presentation is, and then you're going to give them your web alias, .joinambit.com, and this is where you'll find the rates and plans, and you'll find an explanation of how our free energy program works. There's a lot of customer information on the JoinAmbit site, and then we also, the third website we give them is our team website. You want to give whatever team website you're working with. So we usually give them that so they have more information after we're done. So you send them the email. You've got them at the computer at that time. You real quick get their email address and you just shoot them off this email. While the email's getting to them, you can make a little bit of small talk, getting to know them a little bit better, finding out what their why is, you know, so that you can link that back in the end when you're done. And then as soon as the website or the email comes in and they say they've got it, you say, great. What I want you to do, Bear, is I want you to click on that first email, the one that says Energy 526, and there's going to be a couple videos there. I'm going to stay on the phone while you watch that email or while you watch that first video. It takes about 5-6 minutes or so. I'm just going to mute my phone so I'll be able to hear you watching the video, and when you're done, come right back on. So you just do that. You let them watch that first video. You keep your phone muted. As soon as it's done, you unmute your phone, and you right away, you want to kind of like take control of the situation. We usually say, you know, I know you probably have a lot of questions now, Bear, but first, let me show you what's next. What I need you to do is look right below that email, Bear, and you're going to see a couple other videos there. I want you to watch the one called Getting Paid, and we would choose all other markets. If you're in Texas, you would choose Texas. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to mute my phone. You go ahead and watch that video, and then you let them watch the next part of our presentation video. Guys, at that point, they've seen our business. They've gone through, you know, the whole website video presentation. So when you come back on afterwards, you want to, again, kind of direct your questions here. Don't ask a question that could sink your ship right away. So don't say, do you like what you see or what do you think? We don't say something like that. We say, can you see why I'm so excited, Bear? Normally when you say, can you see why I'm so excited, somebody's not going to say, no, you know, I can't see why you're so excited. Or what other thing I like to say is, what did you like best? Tell me something you like best about what you just saw. That usually gets them to say, well, I like the idea of that residual income. I like the idea of getting paid for something I get started, or I like that free energy, or I'd like to save money on my electric bill, whatever it is. It gives them an opportunity to say what they liked best. Those are the kind of questions we like to ask when we've got them through the video. And when they do start to ask you questions, which they always will, or they start to give you their objections, like, I just don't have time for this, and they tell you all the reasons why they don't have time for this, you do the three-way call, just like you always have. And you can, you know, let them know that you knew they'd have that question, you knew they were really, really busy, and that you've got someone who's perfect to answer that question, and just link them up to that three-way call. Once that three, or if they're ready to sign up, though, if they're always ready to sign up, of course, sign them up. But if they start having questions, do that three-way call, and then they'll come back to you. And hopefully at that point, you can get them signed up. If they're still not ready, guys, then we do the follow-up. It's really important to set your follow-up at this first one-on-one over the phone. And what we did yesterday is we just directed this gentleman. He's going to watch one of the business presentations probably on Tuesday or Wednesday of this next week. So that will be the second look. And we did this back in the days of past, where we would do a one-on-one in person, or we would do a one-on-one on the phone. And then our follow-up typically would be bringing them to a hotel business presentation. Our follow-up now is bringing them to an online business presentation. And it's a perfect tool because that lends so much credibility. You get to see presenters who have success doing this business. It lets them see the tools that we have. And that's it, guys. That's how we're doing this now, and it's working. So stick with the system. There's just a couple changes, and make it be so it's natural for you to do your one-on-one business presentations over the phone.
I don't know if you guys have introduced your new prospects to the texting format that people use for an invite. That can be very, very effective. And I also wanted to just touch briefly as we wrap this up there. I was going to ask you what you're reading and kind of catch up with you a little bit on that. But I'll share this. I've been reading a book called Atomic Habits, and it's Tiny Changes, Remarkable Results. And the premise of the book is if an airplane was taken off from LAX and he literally just changed where he lifted off at the end of the airstrip, from one side of the airstrip, instead of being in the middle, he shifted over to the far corner of the airstrip. That subtle 3% change would put him in Washington, D.C. instead of New York City. And if he kept in a straight line and, you know, whatever, just hypothetical situation. But it gives an idea of a little tiny change and what that can do. The sad part is we generally change for the worse. And it's, you know, a couple ounces here, a couple snacks there, a little more dessert, and pretty soon our diet and our health and our the friends, our association, all of that isn't necessarily going in the right direction. We do have a little bit more free time than we've ever had in our lives, and it is a wonderful thing. I've noticed that I'm not reading as much. I'm doing a lot more of the podcasts and the TED Talks. I find myself with a earbud jammed in my ear when I'm hiking, listening to TED Talks until my phone's dead when I'm out fussing on the property. And so I'm still putting it in. I'm not reading as many books, but when I do run across a good one, I like to offer it. This book that I'm reading now, Atomic Habits, Tiny Changes, Remarkable Results by James Clear, is it's about the internal dialogue, and really what it boils down to is your identity. And one of the best examples that they gave was, I'm not a smoker. I quit smoking. How you word the dialogue around if somebody offered you a smoke, or and they offered a couple examples. The one fella said, I'm trying to quit. And I don't know how many times you've heard people say, I'm going to try ambit. It's interesting dialogue. So the tiniest little conversational things, the subconscious mind that tells us really what the outcome's going to be before we even are conscious of it. So I would suggest being a reader and learning to not, I don't like to read, but how can I learn to be a better reader? All of those little dialogue changes, I don't like to exercise. I do exercise every day, even if it's a little bit. I do it. Just change your dialogue. Change your dialogue. Incremental changes over time will change your life. And that's what I want to suggest for us as we go out. Make a few more phone calls because you're good at making phone calls. Meet a few more people because you like meeting new people. It's exciting. Whether you get them in Ambit or not, practice those conversations. Become a little better. Warren Buffett, I think, said it best. Reading is the compound interest that will put more money in your pocket than you could ever imagine. That and learning to obviously express your thoughts cohesively. So, Bear, that's it. Unless you have any questions, we'll be glad to wrap this up and call it a night.
Well, I have only one question. You were talking earlier about the things that you say to invite somebody to look at the opportunity. And one of the things that I found is that there's certain key words that you do want to say, but there are also words that you do not want to say. And I wanted to ask you if you wanted to suggest certain words to avoid, certain words not to, to put into the conversation that could create an assumption in the ears of the listener.
It's interesting. One of the fellows, I think it might have even been Bill Thompson or Philip Eckhart, he said, somebody mentioned, man, that's a really nice car. To him, he was driving his Bentley, and the fella asked him, you know, where'd you get it? And he said, well, I'm involved in network marketing. And he was real bold about what he did. Well, it's interesting. I'm not sure that the average person starting their network marketing business could pull that off because of the perception of it. Most people are involved in network marketing are product-based businesses, and that's not good or bad. It is. And most people's perception is they're not willing to sell stuff. So I wouldn't say that I had an opportunity. I'm involved in a number of business ventures that are all centered around developing passive residual income. I love my free time. We should get together and talk about it sometime. I didn't use the word business I didn't use opportunity. I didn't say I just started. And again, the whole conversation is around, you might know someone that I don't know.
Don't
and if nothing,
good at.
Yeah, don't, you'd be good at it is something that people generally back up, but also paying somebody a sincere compliment can work really well. In other words, Bear, if I was talking to you, your public speaking abilities, Bear, really impressed me. I think that talent would be really beneficial in a business I'm involved in. I don't know if it'd be anything that you'd be interested in, but I would think that you having that ability, you might know other people like that. We should talk. And it's so, again, I don't use the word opportunity. I don't use the word just started. And I do like to pay people a sincere compliment of why I'd be interested in maybe working with them or discussing an idea with them. But you got to be real careful with that because there's a tremendous amount of psychology involved in these conversations. And you're just throwing mud on the wall the more you say. So schedule an appointment and start to watch the process and read like crazy to become aware of what you're really attempting to do.
Gotcha. Yeah, one word that's a buzzkill for me that I noticed that you did not use is the word share. You know, I never heard you say, I have something to share with you. And that's one of those things. When somebody says to me, I have something to share with you, there's an instant, oh, no, that comes to mind. Yeah. Because share usually means, you know, you're gonna hit me with some kind of emotional need to contribute in some way. You're trying to get your hand in my pocket one way or the other, trying to, you know, get me to feel guilty or feel bad about something. Or you know, there's going to be something that you want me to do. Whereas you've been saying the word show, and for me, show could be anything, and it doesn't raise people's resistance. You can show me your car. You can show me a new computer. You can show me your new website on the internet or what have you. And I always use show instead of share. So I appreciate that.
You know, the thing I noticed overall here, if people truly understood what we have our hands on, if there's days when, I mean, we are grateful every single day. We realize what we have our hands on. This business has paid us a significant amount of money. It's paid us and our family, and literally hundreds of people that we know personally have been affected in a positive way by this business, some financially and some just because they've expanded who they are as a person. And we have this incredible tool to give away, and the costs are inconsequential in the scheme of things. And if $100 is a financial burden, it's probably more important to pursue this business than ever. So what we have is an incredible gift. And if you're excited and enthusiastic about what you really know this business can do, you won't have any trouble talking to the prospects that you really should be putting this in front of. There's a lot of people that need this business because of who they are and the situation. What they really need is a book. What they really need is a friend. They need somebody to help them grow into a place where this business would be important to them. But there's a lot of people that could benefit from this business that will the right person will change the direction of your life forever. And you just have to get this in front of them.
Absolutely. Hey, guys, I want to thank you guys for being on the call. I know that Brian contacted you on relatively short notice, and he was planning on doing the call himself tonight. And as you said, something came up that just made it impossible. And I want to thank you all for being able to come on board and bring some value to this call, as you always do. You always have something prepared for us that's going to make a difference. And I'm sure that you've done it, you know, you made a difference for people tonight as well. So thank you for being there for us, and thank you for your contribution tonight.
It was our pleasure, Brer. We're always happy if we can help people out. So thank you very much, too.
Okay. Hey, guys, here's the other thing. After listening to this, I can tell you that Kim and Jim really get to the point about the content that they have. And the chances are pretty excellent that you didn't get everything that they had to offer in one listening of this. So I'm going to suggest that you listen to it again. But not only that, but invite your team to go listen to the recording. Okay, there are two ways that you can do that. Norbert Hennessy is on the call right now, and you know that he will add his link up on the social media sites, particularly Facebook, into several locations where you can find it. And if you can't find it, then you need to get connected with some of the Ambit Energy Facebook group sites so that you can get that information. And then secondly, in about a day or so, you can go to topambitleaders.com. Again, topambitleaders.com. Look under the business building section, and you'll be able to pull up your Sunday night calls, and you'll see this one listed that you can listen to it again. Okay? I not only recommend that you listen to it again, I'm going to listen to it again, but get your team to listen to this valuable information that they may not have heard tonight. Okay? So once again, thank you, Kim and Jim Mason. I'm going to open up the lines so that people can thank you as well. Hold on just a second.